Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D.I.X. I even know my mammy is waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The folks here, D.I.X., I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
like I said, welcome to the Spirit of America Party. And the Spirit of America Party is perplexed tonight because we're seeing the beginning of what big money will do in an election. And Romney has outspent Gingrich at 34-1 in Iowa. And Gingrich doesn't have the ad money to compete against Moneybags from Massachusetts. And you know what? The last thing we need in Washington are millionaires and lawyers. And Massachusetts is already the home of two flag-burning millionaires, Kennedy and Kerry. I can't afford Romney. Maybe you can. And besides, the big-money communists have the people's billion to waste in their Occupy Wall Street peace chest. I saw David Axelrod on CNN today saying the Repuppies destroyed the economy to get Obama. I wonder how he got the money across the hall to his neighbor who testified for Gloria Allred against Herman Cain. If that is what they can do to Herman, what can they do to you when you ask for your freedom back along with some tax money? Then you get a little depressed when you find out that you're in the 51% that's carrying the other 47%. Yeah, and you know what? They're lying about the numbers. Unemployment is not 9%. The foreclosed houses are greater than 2 million. They're lying about the numbers. They're lying. They're lying. They do it for a living. Already the demo commos are planning mosquito taxes. You know what mosquito taxes are? 5 cents per paper bag after they use the EPA. That's their law enforcement arm. And EPA stands for everybody's pain in the ass. To wipe out the plastics industry. Because soon you're going to have to, my wife is already making plans to bring cloth bags to the supermarket when they outlaw the plastic bags and mandate that you have to pay 5 cents tax on every plastic bag you fill. Yeah, and I got a little eye opener for you. Ron Paul is nuts. The guy is absolutely nuts. He says the right thing about the Constitution, but when you catch him off guard and he's talking about cabbages and kings, he doesn't know the difference. He is the Chauncey Gardner of the party. And if that's libertarianism, you can keep it. Sarah Palin can't win. She just announced that she may be considering she can't win. She was destroyed by the godless Democamo media. Kim Kardashian has a better chance. Bill, PLO dancer Mar, finished her off with his race remark. I don't know if you heard it or not, but let me tell you, if that was my daughter that he talked about, I guarantee you I'd be waiting outside the stage door to talk to Bill Mar. Let me tell you, man, he's a real rat. Somebody should decorate him. He is a comedian, and that's the excuse the communists give. Oh, he's a comedian. He can say things like that. You know what I say to that? Could you just lean over a little bit forward more so I can get a clear shot? And he never served the country that he mocks. They're all non-servers, these people. John DeMonkey, Bill, PLO Dancer Mar, who said that the Al-Qaeda was braver than the firemen. Yeah. Oh, may you be on the 80th floor of the next hit, Bill Maher. Yeah. Jeb Bush is also toying with the American people. Don't even think about it, Jeb. And go to a movie, see a double feature. You could not even protect Elian Gonzalez. How are you going to protect 50 states? I'll tell you what Gingrich can do. He can mop the floor with thin-skinned man. And I can tell you what Gingrich won't do. He won't increase the deficit. He won't raise taxes. He won't arm narco terrorists through the DOJ. He won't equip 4 Mexican regiments with 2,000 weapons. He won't kill 50,000 Mexican families. He won't develop a narcotics trade relations, make American border guards shoot beanbags, attack the states who applied the 10th Amendment, attack Arizona sheriffs while John McCain looks away, give Poland back to the Soviet Supreme, give British nuke as serial numbers to Putin and Churchill's bust back to the Queen of England, give Iraq to Iran, give Egypt to the Muslim Brotherhood, give Libya to the Muslim Brotherhood, protect Syria and make Damascus Pelosi headquarters. That woman should be in jail for treason, along with the 40 Democrats that got off the plane to lick Bashar al-Assad's ankles. You know this guy murders people in hospital beds? Do you know that he's responsible for the murder of the Prime Minister of Lebanon? Do you know that he assembles, and I'm surprised that Nancy Pelosi wasn't at the ribbon cutting ceremony for the new IED factory when she went to Damascus with an extra large American Air Force plane so it could carry the booze? Yeah. She deserves a lot of booze. B-O-O-S. Yeah. Give Libya to the Muslim Brotherhood. Protect Syria. Add your favorite act of treason here. Bush begged her not to go, and she farted in his face. Accuse Newt of earning money from Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae while covering up for Jamie Gerulich's overpayment of $6.5 million. And I understand tonight that Countrywide has been fined millions of dollars for discriminating against blacks and Latinos. And you know who got the best mortgage from Countrywide? Christopher Dudd. Christopher Dudd, the flag burner from Connecticut. And Joe Liverwurst is also from Connecticut, and he's another flag burner. But the press gives him a pass because he's Mr. Nice. Yeah, he's nice, all right. He's a Jekyll. He's a Jekyll. The day of the Jekyll. So, and your favorite act of treason here. At Christopher Dodd's lowest mortgage rate in the USA. Wipe out the South's capacity to earn a living. Obama hates the Southland. And he don't care what color you are. If you're from the South, he hates you. Wipe out the South's capacity to earn a living from farms to fisheries. Forcing deep water oil rigs to leave the Gulf, arriving in Brazil, then loaning Brazil our Social Security money to drill oil for China. Destroying Canadian-American business relations, telling Canadians to route the Keystone Pipeline into Chinese oil tankers. Leaving 2 million homes in foreclosure and not working with the banks to take less, using the National Labor Relations Board to hobble business growth, to have John Corzine on the short change list for the Treasury, to take credit for killing Bin Laden, to hide the murder of SEAL Team 6, burying the bodies in the media in 24 hours, 22 SEALs ambushed, and then he lost one drone that we know about in a perfect landing. And tonight in Afghanistan, they were about to crucify 8 American soldiers for the suicide of one who claims he was being bullied, or who the press claims he was being bullied. And those 8 soldiers, like Herman Cain, have also been tried without a trial. And watch out and protect those 8 soldiers. If they are innocent, you move heaven and hell to make sure that not a hair on their head gets harmed. And, of course, the Democrats are playing the Asiatic race card tonight, saying that he was bullied because he was Chinese, further dividing the rest of America from the Chinese. That's just what we need. And this is the old divide and conquer tactic that the Democrats use so well. They have mastered it to a fine art. They have mastered it so good that Puerto Ricans hate Cubans and Haitians hate Cubans. They have a compartmentalized it. They can really get down there. And they're the same ones that are going to want criminals in the voting booths this year. They're going to let them out of jail to vote. So 22 SEALs were ambushed and they were buried within 1 hour. It was out of the news. You tell me about that isn't a cover up. And on the drone, the guy in charge said he lost control, just like Obama lost control of the government the first day he took office. The Chinese hacking of Pentagon computers, which may have something to do with this drone, and it's covered up by the Democamo media. Do not trust the media. Don't trust any of them. Look behind the intentions. All of a sudden, everybody on Fox is bashing Gingrich. Now, that's got to be policy. Because you can't have 12 shows and all 12 hosts are all bashing Gingrich. Let me tell you about Romney. Romney's from Massachusetts, and nothing good comes from Massachusetts, unless you want to go back to the times of Bunker Hill and Sam Adams. But I got a feeling that the boys at Bunker Hill, they've upped from their graves and moved to New Hampshire. Romney is a caveman. He will cave in. He doesn't have the culions to run the country that we're going to need to stand up and fight the world, which we're going to end up doing one day. And if you don't think it can't happen, you know what you got to do? Go to the History Channel and see the Lithuanians and the Ukrainians rounding up the Jews, stripping them naked, and shooting them and throwing them in trenches. And that's what happens to the weaker of the weak. And that's been that way since man first bit his opponent. We need a Viking with a dueling scar. We need a fighter who knows the ropes. We need a historian that learns from the lessons of history. We need a player that has a scorecard and knows how to deal with Democamos and Royal Republicans. I have no use for either. Don't let the media elect the next president. You have only one chance to pick a winner. The Democamos will not go quietly. They will lie, cheat, and steal to maintain their international Soros-like hold on the USA. And if you want to go after big business, go after the federal government. There's no business bigger. And President Pinocchio Pants was on O'Reilly tonight with a fresh peppermint image. And he admitted he's in the 1%. And he made it all in government. And when you get to the top, it's all the same people, friends. What you got to do is you got to save your country, and it's up to you. And you can't let any politician buy an election. Obama's building a billion-dollar war chest. Turn it into ashes. Turn it into a useless, wasted money. Romney is trying to overpower Gingrich with his money ads in Iowa. And he's effectively knocked Gingrich down by 5 points. But he got caught tonight by the Washington Post lying about Gingrich. And now he's in hot water. And say a prayer for those 8 GIs in Afghanistan, because the liberals are dying to crucify them. That's what they want to do. They want to crucify the American soldier for Christmas. So let me turn to my pre-recorded message on 12/17. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. We have the best music. I don't know if we're going to get to play it tonight because we're going to cover a lot of politics. So hang in there, and I will open with a tune. This tune was popular in the 50s, and its words ring true today. Welcome home, a soldier boy.
Soldier boy, oh my little soldier boy, I'll be true to you. You were my first love, and you'll be my last love. I will never make you blue, I'll be true to you. In this whole world, you can love but one.
Here we go. We're just reading the notes one page at a time. This is the title of this subject is Barack by Rich Carroll. Conspiracy theories make for interesting novels when the storyline is not so absurd that it can grasp our attention. The Manchurian Candidate, the 7 days in May are examples of plausible chains of events that capture the reader's imagination at bestseller level. What if it has always been the solid grist of fiction? Get yourself something cool to drink, find a relaxing position, but before you continue, visualize the television photos of two jet airliners smashing into the Twin Towers in Lower Manhattan, and remind yourself this cowardly act of Muslim terror was planned for 8 years. Planned for 8 years. And when they tell you Islam is a religion, no, it's not. It's a government. How long did it take Islam and their oil money to find a candidate for president of the United States? As long as it took to place a senator from Illinois and Minnesota. The same amount of time to create a large Muslim enclave in Detroit. The time it took them to build over 2,000 mosques in America. The same amount of time required placing radical Wahhabist clerics in our military and prisons as chaplains. Find a candidate who can get away with lying about their father being a freedom fighter when he was actually part of the most corrupt and violent government in Kenya's history. Find a candidate with close ties to the Nation of Islam and the violent Muslim overthrow in Africa. Before I go continue further, I've just seen a blog where they say that Muslims are exempt from the Obamacare. They don't have to pay any fines if they don't join because it's against their religion. It's considered bribery. It's considered making money. It's considered gambling. So, find a candidate with close ties to the Nation of Islam. That means Louis Farrakhan doesn't have to participate in the screwing of America. Yeah, a candidate who was educated among white infidel Americans but hides his bitterness and anger behind a superficial, toothy smile. Louis Farrakhan, or I call him Louis Begun, and the Nation of Islam, who, by the way, killed Malcolm X, advocates the violent Muslim overthrow in Africa. Okay, so find a candidate who changes his American name of Barry to the Muslim name of Barack Hussein Obama and dares anyone to question his true ties under the banner of racism. Nurture this candidate in an atmosphere of anti-white American teaching and surround him with Islamic teachers. Provide him with a bitter racist, anti-white, anti-American wife and supply him with Muslim Middle East connections and Islamic money. Allow him to be clever enough to get away with his anti-white rhetoric and proclaim he will give $834 billion taxpayer dollars to the Muslim-controlled United Nations for use in Africa. Install your candidate in the atmosphere of deception before questioning him on any issue involving Africa or Islam would be seen as bigoted racism. Two words too powerful to allow the citizenry to be informed of facts. Allow your candidate to employ several black racist Nation of Islam Louis Farrakhan followers as member of his Illinois senatorial and campaign staffs. Where is the bloodhound American of Free Press who doggedly overturned every stone in the Watergate case? Where are our nation's reporters that have placed every presidential candidate under the microscope of detailed scrutiny, the same press who pursue Bush's Skull and Bones Club or ran other candidates off with persistent detective and research work? I remember when they investigated Bush for keeping a fish that was under the limit. Why haven't newsmen pursued the 65 blatant lies told by this candidate, during the presidential primaries? Where are the stories about this candidate's cousin and the Muslim butchery in Africa? Since when did our national press corps become weak, timid, and silent when they became part of the offensive against America? Why haven't they regaled us with a long list of socialists and communists who have surrounded this out-of-nowhere Democrat candidate, or that his church reprinted the Hamas manifesto in their bulletin, and that his close pastor friend and mentor met with Middle East terrorist Muammar Gaddafi, guide of the 1st of September Great Revolution of the Socialist People's Libyan Arab Jamahiriya, and also has a $5 million waterfront house on Lake Michigan? Why isn't the American press telling us of this candidate is supported by every Muslim organization in the world? As an ultimate slap in the face, be blatant in the fact that your candidate has zero interest in traditional American values and has the most liberal voting record in U.S. Senate history, most votes namely marked a present. Why has the American mainstream media clammed up on any negative reporting on Barack Hussein Obama? Why will they print Hillary Rodham Clinton's name but never write his middle name? Is it not his name? Why is it? Because we don't trust guys named Hussein? Why suddenly is any information about this candidate not coming from mainstream media but from the blogosphere, by citizens seeking facts and truth, and one day the blogosphere, if allowed to live, will be the only source of news in the country. Why isn't our media connecting the dots with Islam? Why do they focus on those bad American soldiers while Islam slaughters non-Muslims daily in 44 countries around the globe? And not only that, they also kill fellow Muslims. They wipe out whole towns of Muslims and leave the bodies unburied to be eaten by dogs. And if you don't believe me, ask the Hazara people in Afghanistan. Why does our media refer to Darfur as ethnic cleansing instead of what it really is, Muslims killing non-Muslims? That is enough strange. There is enough strange anti-American activity surrounding Barack Hussein Obama to pique our curiosity of any reporter. Where is our investigative media? It's called the cover-up news. You want an example? 22 dead Navy SEALs of SEAL Team 6 ambushed and murdered one night, and the following day it was out of the news and gone forever. A formal plan for targeting, no ceremony, no bodies coming home being greeted by a tearful president. Nope, get them in the ground and shut up. A formal plan for targeting America was devised 3 years after the Iranian Revolution in 1982. The plan was summarized in a 1991 memorandum by Mohammed Akram, an operative of the Global Muslim Brotherhood and the Students for a Free Egypt. I just put that in there. You know that student revolution that CNN went and witnessed? And one of their reporters got raped. Which one was it? Was it the gray-haired guy? The process of settlement of Muslims in America, Akram explained, is a civilization jihad process. That means the members of the Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers, so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions who will not be allowed to live, I added. Isn't it funny that the same people who use the excuse of separation of church and state to kill us and divide us and destroy us and to subjugate us welcome Sharia law? There is terrorism we can see, smell, and fear. But there's a new kind of terror invading the United States in the form of Sharia law and finance. Condoning it is civilization suicide. Middle East Muslims are coming to America in record numbers. Let me tell you something I would do if I was president of the United States. Tomorrow, there would be a moratorium on anybody coming into the country until we could get our immigration act cleaned up. There'd be a one-year moratorium on anybody coming in here. And then I would spend that 1 year going through the immigration department and finding out what the hell they're doing, because nobody knows what they're doing. The only word that they have in the immigration department is damage. Middle East Muslims are coming to America in record numbers and building hate infidel mosques. Mosques in the Middle East are storage points for ammunition. They are ammo dumps. They use mosques to shoot at American GIs in Iraq and Afghanistan. They hide in Muslim cemeteries and ambush GIs. And I believe they're doing the same thing here. In my humble opinion, Middle East Muslims are coming to America building hate infidel mosques. And I heard a guy that was in Afghanistan saying, if you want peace in Afghanistan, you got to get rid of the mullahs in the mosques, the imams in the mosques. And that's what they are. Headquarters for jihad. Buying our corporations, suing us for our traditions, but they, and the whole subject of Islam is white noise, leaving uninformed Americans about who and what really is peaceful. I have come to the conclusion that Islam is a government. It is not a religion. It's a religious government. Where is our investigative press? Where is our FBI? Is there an FBI agent doing the prayers five times a day in a mosque? Are there recording devices in mosques? Any criticism of Islam or their intentions, even through Islamic leaders, state their intentions, even though Islamic leaders state their intentions daily around the globe, brings forth a volley of racists from the left-wing Democrat crowd. My friend, stop using the word Democrat. There is no such thing as a Democrat. Harry Truman was the last Democrat. They have gone from Democrat. They are now demo camos. If a guy says he's a liberal, he's a communist. If he says he's progressive, he's a communist. Liberal is a nice word. It's like putting sprinkles on ice cream. But the ice cream is not ice cream. Communist is the word that we got to bring back and start using. And when they go after the Tea Party, hammer and tongue, everybody stands around and goes, you know, like Hitler said, the more you lie, the more people believe. And every day they label the Tea Party as radical. The Tea Party's not radical. The Tea Party wants its country back. They compared. They even went as far as to degrade the Tea Party by comparing them to the Occupy Wall Street communists, Nazis, anti-Semites. And there's no comparison. You won't find an Occupy Wall Street pig with a DD-214. They don't serve their country. They hate their country, and this is really not their country. They all should go back to Galapia. So, where were we? Where is our investigative press? Lies and deception. Is it mere coincidence that an anti-capitalist run for president at the same time Islamic Sharia finance and law is trying to make advancing strides into the USA? And going back to the Wall Street crowd, and DD-214 is discharge papers. 80% of the Tea Party movement is faithful, church-going, religious, lovers of America. And that's not the same as the crap you seen wearing masks. Is it mere coincidence the same candidate wants to disarm our nuclear capability at a time when terrorist Muslim nations are expanding their nuclear weapons capability? Watching Ron Paul, the man is he would make a great Supreme Court judge. He would interpret the Constitution word for word. To allow this guy to have control of our military defenses would be to destroy us overnight. The man is sick. He's immediately turned the war in Iraq to a jihad against 1.2 billion Muslims. Well, don't worry about the threat of 1.2 billion Muslims. All we have to do is unleash 300, 400 nukes. Global warming will go up about 2 degrees. Yeah, everybody is using the threat of nukes against us. Let me tell you something. When they have them, you will see them firsthand, just like you saw two planes going into the World Trade Center. All of these jerks that are in the Middle East are shooting their AK-47s sold to them by the Russians and the Chinese on an hourly take-the-next-order basis. You will see them shooting nukes. They are. You want to know something? Iran already knows in order to wipe out Israel, they're going to have to wipe out Palestine too. They already know that. All the Palestinians are dead. You wait and see. And they don't care. It's just like the Chinese. They can afford to lose 30 million guys with no girls. Is it mere coincidence this same candidate wants to disarm our nuclear capability and give the serial numbers of the British submarine nukes to Putin, which he did, and the press covered it up? This is the cover-up press. Cup. They're all wearing their cups. Is it mere coincidence this candidate wants to reduce our military at a time of global jihad from Muslim nations? Change for America? What change? To become another nation of Islam? Barack Hussein Obama is a clear and present danger to America, our society, our culture, our security, our families, and our future. Truer words were never spoken, but it's not just him, because termites come in big piles. So let me take a break. When I come back, we're going to talk about Father Frank. I'll say a little prayer for Father Frank.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
I could take the next generation back to the 50s. One of the biggest mistakes we made, we didn't teach a doo-wop to the kids growing up today. We sang ourselves into the gray stones. Father Frank's alerts. Father Frank has been sent to Coventry. He has been recalled by his bishop down in Texas. Father Frank operates out of Staten Island, New York. He's a baby saver. He will go anywhere in the country to save a baby. He was at Terry Schiavo's execution. He tried to save Terry Schiavo, and of course the Democrats ordered her death. She was the only witness to her own murder. And they said that they pulled the plug on her. They starved her to death. And that's what Democrats will do to you when they save Social Security. Yeah, they will cordon off Florida and gas everybody over 65 and call it saving Social Security. So Father Frank was recalled by his bishop, and he was sent to Coventry. He was confined to a solitary confinement in a convent house, and he was not allowed to speak to the people. And being an obedient priest to his bishop, he followed the bishop's orders to the letter. And rumors flew that he was caught embezzling, he was doing this, he was doing that, he was doing nothing but praying for the life of the souls of children. Okay? As a matter of fact, if he was embezzling money, he didn't embezzle enough to fix the roof on his office in Staten Island, because during the last hurricane we had, the roof got torn off, and he was begging for money for weeks to just for the repair money. So here's what he sent on the how Obama's war on Catholics is also a war on the unborn. So he has raised high the cross, his shield, and he has come out and attacked Obama. And this is what he says. And if I don't tell it to you, and nobody else will, nobody is passing on anything but bad news. Dear friend of life, this is a fast-breaking story that requires your immediate attention and action. New developments are coming out every day. Furthermore, it's a time-sensitive issue that could help stop an insidious threat that would otherwise open the floodgates of abortion to the United States like never before. Let me tell you what my position on abortion is. The majority of the people in this country are killing children. Were they not, abortion would not be the law of the land. This is a country where majority rules, and the law says kill the kids. So the majority is killing the kids, in my opinion. As you probably know, the so-called health care reform legislation known as Obamacare, which was narrowly passed by Congress and only after intense pressure tactics from the White House, and remember, Muslims are exempt, is now facing its toughest challenge ever. It is being challenged in court over the constitutionality of its key provision of requiring every U.S. citizen but Muslims to purchase health insurance or else face a penalty. What's more, from a pro-life standpoint, Obamacare is an atrocity because it requires health insurance plans to pay for abortion. Now, if somebody knocked on the door and said he was taking up a collection and he wanted to kill your neighbor, who you get along with? Not the one you don't get along. And would you chip in? What would you say? What, are you crazy? Right? Okay. This alone is unconscionable. But as you know, the abortion industry desperately wants and needs Obamacare because it would flood their coffers with untold millions of dollars, paid by you and me, of course. Here's my wife. She's sending money to help a child get out of poverty in a Latin American country, and we got people in this country that are whacking kids, whacking American kids. It's true. The number of abortion mills in America keeps shrinking because people who have been conned for years into believing that that little heartbeat inside the mother's womb is only a fetus and can be destroyed because it's not a human being. You know why it's not a human being? Because it can't cast its absentee ballot. It's an American. As soon as the sperm hits the egg, that's jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. And the question you need to answer is, when did the soul arrive? It's true. The number of abortion mills in America keeps shrinking, almost on a daily basis. They are feeling the onslaught of heavy fines, lawsuits, new regulations, criminal investigations, as well as convictions and prison sentences for the baby butchers. Do you know there's one thing they don't tell women about? I never knew. I never knew about it. But I was watching a doctor advising a young girl that was about to have an abortion. And he said to her, do you know that one of the side effects is called weeping syndrome? And she says, what's that? She says, well, from time to time, without any notice, you'll go hysterical. Was that like pangs of guilt? And that's why they need Obamacare. It will keep them afloat. It will be a source of unrestricted funding for abortion. How would you like to go to a foreign country and say, hi, here, we're from America, and we're here to help you. You know, we're going to help you drill for water, and we're going to help you farm, and we're also going to help you kill kids because you got too many. Yeah, that's Oh, thank you, America. And that's why they need Obamacare. We'll keep them afloat. It's a source of unrestricted funding for abortion, the likes of which we've never seen. It will make federal government subsidies to Planned Parenthood $1 million a day look like chicken feed. And even though the Obama administration is quick to deny that Obamacare will force taxpayers to buy insurance policies that cover abortifacient drugs, mistakenly called contraception, we now know that it is patently untrue. Obama is also the one that said if a baby survives an abortion, it's all right to leave it by the sink until it dies by itself. When was the last time you had a pet that you would let die? A pet! How could you do it to a child? Consider this recent disturbing development that came straight out of the Obama administration. In a little-known amendment, the Department of Health and Human Services, under the Catholic pro-abortion leader Kathleen Sebelius. Let me tell you about Catholics who are pro-choice, like John Kerry, Ted Kennedy. I wish their mother had been a pro-choice. Consider this recent disturbing development. She is now going, Kathleen Sebelius is going to require Catholic hospitals, schools, and charities to buy health insurance for their employees that cover abortifacients and sterilization, even though these are repugnant to the Catholic conscience and a clear violation of religious rights. Do you know who believes that abortion is murder? The Muslims. Now, you think they're going to enforce this on Muslims? Yeah? Tell me how long it'll be before there's a guy with a note attached to a knife in his chest. So this brings us to the current state of affairs. The Obama administration doesn't care. Their goal is to force abortion. The same guy that's forcing abortion on us is drying up our oil wells. In every form, down our throats, no matter what, and Obamacare is the tool they plan to use to achieve their diabolical goals. Yeah. So, this brings us to the current state of affairs. Right now, with the constitutionality of Obamacare, soon to be ruled upon by the U.S. Supreme Court, think about this, my friends. Obama comes into office. He sweeps into office. He has the House. He has the Senate. He has the presidency. He has all three branches of government. And the voting record of the Supreme Court is 5 conservatives to 4 communists. That's the only thing that kept him from gaining total power over the nation. 1 conservative judge. The majority ruling judge. You think about that, and someday if one of those conservative judges meets with an accident, you'll know we're in trouble. So how is it? It's very simple. You see, right now the Supreme Court is fairly evenly divided on Obamacare. Just 1 swing vote would make the difference between Obamacare getting the court seal of approval or being shot down entirely. It still bothers me about this army that this guy dreams of that's going to be bigger than the U.S. military. Now, it's unfortunately true that the average U.S. citizen has little or no direct influence other than prayer and fasting over how the court rules on any given case. We could write letters to the justices till our hands fell off, and it wouldn't do any good. I know that because I wrote in defense of Elian Gonzalez and appealed to the judges, who all hid out during Holy Week so they couldn't be called upon to rescue one Cuban kid that was being sold back into slavery by Bill Clinton, using Janet Reno to do his dirty work. Never gets his hands dirty. He's like Pontius Pilate. Yeah. Because the court does not represent the people like Congress does, and therefore isn't receptive to voter input, and neither is Congress. Therefore, in this case, we will have to take stock of what influence we can exert over the court and how it will vote on Obamacare. Frankly, there seems to be only one way available to us right now, and that is to have Justice Elena Kagan recuse herself from the Obamacare case. Everybody already knows where she stands and how she will vote. She's strongly pro-abortion. You better pray that none of those conservative judges, justices, get sick and die. After all, I would appoint a food taster for the conservatives right away. After all, she is an Obama appointee, and she argued for Obamacare when she was the Solicitor General of the United States. Newly revealed documents even show that she was intimately involved in creating the legislation. Simply put, she should not participate in any case if she worked on it as a lawyer, and that's her Achilles heel. The heel's got a heel. The way our justice system works, any judge who is pre-biased in any way on any case because of prior work on the case, particularly as a government official, is legally and ethically required to rule on that case. The judge must recuse himself or herself and step down or sit it out. This clearly applies to Justice Kagan when it comes to Obamacare. She should have already recused herself on this particular case because of her work on behalf of Obamacare when she was Solicitor General. And she admitted in her Senate confirmation hearings that she wouldn't. After all, as we know too well, the normal rules don't apply when it comes to abortion. We call it the abortion distortion for a reason. Pro-aborts simply do not play by the rules when something threatens abortion, even in the slightest way. Their hypocrisy and virulence abounds all the more, in fact. Such is the case here. Mind you, Justice Kagan has already recused herself on no less than 30 different cases that have come before the Supreme Court since she took her seat on the bench, and in each one it was because she had previously argued for or against one side of the case when she was Solicitor General. This means she did the right thing on those 30 previous cases. However, because the Obamacare case involves abortion, and most importantly, blank check that will save the abortion industry from total financial collapse in the next few years, Justice Kagan is being told by the Obama administration not to recuse herself. This would be bad news. They need her voice on the Supreme Court, because without her, the court will almost surely vote against the constitutionality of Obamacare. This would be bad news for the abortion industry and bad news for the illegal alien president from another planet, because his Obamacare is basically the only accomplishment he has achieved since he destroyed the White House. And now it's in big danger, right during the coming election season. This is why my pro-life movement is now calling for Justice Kagan to go to the right wing, to do the right thing, and recuse herself from the Obama case, just as she done on previous 30 cases where she had a pre-existing condition biasing her. But surprise, surprise, the Obama administration, in the form of the U.S. Attorney General's office, is digging in its heels and refusing to demand that Justice Kagan recuse herself. Attorney General Eric Holder, the gunrunner of renown, who armed 4 Mexican regiments with 2,000 weapons, is the one responsible for making sure there's no conflict of interest on the Supreme Court, is completely stonewalling Congress on this matter. He is responsible for the abortion of 50,000 Mexicans by his bullets. And nobody ever talks about how many on the Mexican side have died as a result of the Department of Justice gun running. It's 50,000. He refused to take up the issue, and that includes the people that were chopped to pieces and stacked up in rooms in cities. That includes the kids that had to cry and crawl below the gunfire that was taking place when the narco-terrorists try to take out the federales. Not only is Eric Holder responsible for narco-terrorist communism attacking the government of Mexico, he's responsible for the death of 50,000 Mexicans. And he should be tried in a Mexican court. He refuses to even take up the issue, stalling for as long as he can until it's too late. For Justice Kagan, this has been one big stall generation. The Republicans have nothing to vote for, and the Democrats blame them for holding up the voting. And you know what they're blaming the Tea Party tonight for throwing a monkey wrench in the works. You know what the Tea Party is doing? They're trying to buy time until they can get this guy out of office before he destroys the country. So of course they are going to stonewall everything. Everything this guy touches turns to anti-American Shiite. So Eric Holder refuses to take up the issue with delay and stall tactics. Suffice to say, something has to be done now to get Justice Kagan to recuse herself. Fortunately, there's something you can do. Right now, an effort is being made by a House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Lamar Smith, a pro-life Texas Republican. I think we're all going to be living in Texas one day. It'll be the only state left. To investigate Justice Kagan's... And I'll tell you another state that's going to be left. North Dakota. And man, the politicians must be going crazy. North Dakota is reeling. It's reeling in oil. They are pumping oil like there's no tomorrow. And guess what law they just passed? You ready for this one? You're going to be sick. You're going to be sick. North Dakota has just passed a law that says no more real estate taxes. They're everybody's got a job. Everybody's happy. Everybody is waltzing to the bank. North Dakota. And wait till the Democrats try and ruin that deal. So here we are, and we're going back to Chairman Lamar Smith to investigate Justice Kagan's conflict of interest on the Obamacare legislation. I hope that the Republicans tie up the Democrats with hearings. I want to see John Corzine being tarred and feathered. I want to see a John Corzine. I have a cartoon I sent out. It's a little kid and he's got a red face and he's holding an empty cookie jar and the voice of his mother is typed in underneath and it says, John Corzine, is that you? What did you do with that 1.2 billion cookies? And he goes, cookie gone, man. I don't know. This guy don't know they were going to make him, Obama was going to make him Secretary of Treasury. Oh, get these guys out of office while there's still a few bucks left. Right now, an effort is being made. Okay. I write to request relevant documents and witnesses and witness interviews in order to properly understand U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice Kagan's involvement in health care legislation or litigation while serving as the Solicitor General. In recent weeks, questions have been raised about whether Kagan's prior work on what became the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act while serving as Solicitor General should disqualify her from hearing challenges to its constitutionality. Imagine if the Supreme Court has to vote on whether she should be recused. All parties agree the critical question is the extent of her involvement as Solicitor General. Congressman Smith is being backed by 50 other representatives in the House. I thought we sent more Tea Party boys than that. What happened to the Tea Party boys? Did some of them get bagged? In fact, I recently signed a petition spearheaded by a judicial action group, co-signed by more than 85 pro-life and citizens group leaders, to ensure that a proper investigation is conducted into Kagan's qualifications to judge the Obamacare case. Likewise, I urge you to take action now and send your own email to Congressman Lamar Smith so that he knows he has full support of concerned pro-lifers like you. You can do this quickly and easy by clicking here for the automatic email we've already prepared for you. It takes a few minutes. If we're able to get Justice Kagan to recuse herself from the Obamacare hearings when they come before the Supreme Court, So then it says click here. And this is Father Frank Pavone. He's a one-man fight. And you know what I like about Father Pavone? When he says Mass, he's got the biggest communion host. And he's just a humble priest. He's not. I dedicate this next tune to Father Pavone, who works every hour of his waking day to save those little lambs of God. And Tim Tebow, may you win against the Patriots on Sunday. Party in the Spirit of America party book. And let me open up with a tune. We'll dedicate this to the Occupy Wall Street communists.
Dip, 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 dip. La la la, la la la, party. La la la, la la la, party. La la la, la la la, party. La la la. get a job.
La 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 la. You raise me money to buy the time to get me out of my bed of crying for the job.
La 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 la.
You wrap your breakfast every day as you go the one and ram away. I never felt the same.
Me.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
I did before 9 a.m. on C-SPAN. December the 15th, the House Judiciary Committee was holding hearings with Mueller, the FBI imam, led off by Leaky Leahy, the scourge of Vermont. He's a flag burner and a baby killer. Vermont is a dangerous country. All the maple syrup up there is turned red. You got Bernie Sanders and Leaky Leahy, two dangerous people. They will hurt America more than any Soviet battalion, who used his 5 communist minutes to attack Daryl Lisa by saying the FBI covers up gun running. Yes, that's what Daryl Lisa said. He said the FBI covers up gun running. Next was Jeff Sessions, who fought for a dying America. He argued while being interrupted by Dianne Feinstein. She wouldn't let him talk. The only Democrat senator who didn't vote to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, but she votes to kill kids. And that's a compliment. The worst was the communist comedian who did 5 minutes making Mueller apologize for suspecting Muslims, and the communist comedian was Al Frankenstein. Mueller reaffirmed his subordination to Islam by stating 3 out of 5 officials on his Islamic Relations Control Committee are Muslim. Then the demo commos all jumped up shouting, "Death to Christianity." This is how my unbrainwashed American mind sees it. After Al did his 5 minutes, he left, inconsiderate of the other speakers who waited to talk through his diatribe. Senator Cole cried about Wisconsin being downsized by the FBI for protection, but failed to mention that he too voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. I chose to escape to the radio and turned on Grumbling with Gangling. His guest was Hezbollah Representative Richard Engel, who 3 times in 2 minutes cried about the 15,000 contractors left behind driving heavily armored vehicles called MRAPs in Iraq. Veteran NRAP, than a body a shrink-wrapped. He painted the terrorist utopia, an Iranian-dominated Iraq. He said the Iranians are peace-loving people, and American financial boycotts are wrong. Already a pipeline is being built between Iraq and Iran. I wondered if it was the Keystone pipeline that Obama destroyed. What could be going through the pipeline is surely not oil. It must be jihad juice. Or is oil jihad juice? He painted the terrorist utopia. Surely not oil. It must be jihad juice. John Gambling closes the interview with, "You heard it here on my show." I listened for the gunshots, but it never happened. Meanwhile, jihad grenades are going off in Belgium. It takes at least 3 days for the communist press to say the word Muslim. But if Patty McGinty spills his beer, they have a profile live at the bar, and camera one, be sure to get the cross on the wall. I attended a Christmas pageant in a Catholic class for five-year-olds the other day, and Joseph was played by a Jewish boy. Somebody behind me commented, "A Goldstein playing Joseph?" I sallied back, "He's from the original cast." His father cracked up laughing. Americans know how to get along. It doesn't need a government Muslim mandate. Good people gravitate to like-minded souls. Merry Christmas, everybody. Rosh Hashanah in the highest. Deum de Deo. Lumen de Lumine. And Eid Mubarak. Hang in there. We'll give you a quick tune. Bartender, can you take me back to a time when America was for Americans? Maybe the Tea Party can get the swing vote.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Darling, did you get a little swing? We have the next blog is two issues, no tissues. Issue 1. The Second Amendment was not created to protect hunters as the communists would have you believe. It was created to protect the nation from a bad government anywhere, including home. That is why we must outgun the enemy. A musket will not stop an AK-47. The right to bear arms means weapons of the day. Let us keep up with the times. The law-abiding citizen soldier must have the latest state-of-the-art arms. God and country forever. Pray for us, Tim Tebow. Free Jesus, the border guard. And issue 2. Obama just did a press stunt along with Maliki, the representative of Iran. He announced all his troops will be home for Eid al-Fitr. but definitely not later than Eid al-Adha. He said American troops can retreat with their heads held high, with earrings as a dress option. He forgot to mention how he wiped out SEAL Team 6 and landed a scratch-free, latest state-of-the-art drone in his motherland, Iran, the Occidental College section. He forgot to tell us he gave Ukraine and Georgia back to the Soviet Supreme, plus the serial numbers of British submarine nukes, instead of the bust of Winston Churchill. He forgot his magi-like gloves to the Muslim Brotherhood of Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt, while giving cover to Bashar al-Assad, the DNC chief in Damascus, as he wipes out whole villages and shoots people in hospital beds. I wonder what the unemployment rate will look like after he lays off the army and replaces it with his Occupy Wall Street version. Not to mention all the Christ mass temporary help. Well, maybe we can shoot for the stars. No, not NASA. Just Kim Kardashian. Bartender, champagne. I have a coupon.
Dip, 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 dip. Shake, jiggle, splash, splash. Tell me how long will this rain last? The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this rain last? Shake, jiggle, slop, slop. Just got to see my feet don't drop. She's there waiting, I'm hesitating. Tell me just when the rain will stop.
Run and dig my clothes here, boy. One button go. Well, you know I'm sharp to tack. Let me your Cadillac. Gotta go, gotta go to the party. Yeah, please lend me your show. Well, if I can't take it, you know what they're thinking. I won't see my baby no more.
Trickle, trickle, splash, splash. Tell me how long will this rain last? The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this rain last? Trickle, trickle, slop, slop. Just got to see my feet don't drop.
Politician or a newscaster use the words blood and treasure in the same sentence, you're looking at a fool. You're looking at someone who has no idea what it takes to fight a war and to stay alive. Blood and treasure do not belong in one statement. There is no comparison to the loss of blood. Treasure is for pirates and politicians who are one and the same. The words national treasure belong solely to the mothers and fathers who have lost their sons and daughters. That is the real national treasure. And last night I was insulted by the Mike Savage show because he trotted out the correct stats for the combat KIAs and wounded in Iraq. And it was like close to 4,500 KIAs. And the wounded was just under 40,000. I thought it was more. I thought it was 100,000 wounded. But those were the figures he used last night. And he asked the question, was it worth it? Let me tell you something. That is the biggest insult to anybody who witnessed 911 who signed up to protect his country. That is the biggest insult. Was it worth it? I could lash into Mike Savage and fillet him, but I'm not going to do that. I just call him General Hindsight. And it's going to rain tomorrow. That's my prediction. And it doesn't mean anything. You ask any GI that's missing an arm or a leg, you know that the psychological suffering that they get up and face every day is horrendous. But you got to remember that there is the spirit of America, and never let anybody crush it. Because when they crush that spirit of America, they're crushing your spirit of America. I often cursed the interviewers who went to a dead GI's house and stuck a microphone in the mother's face and say, "Well, what do you think about the war now?" Those are our enemy. Those are the communist-fed college graduates that are a wasted generation and will never amount to anything. You ask anybody, was it worth it? They'll tell you no. But you ask the guys who left the legs and the arms over there. You left the guys that left their hearts over there. You ask the guys that came home in flag-draped coffins in the dark of night, buried quietly like the 22 SEALs who were murdered in Iraq by Pakistani intelligence.
Afghanistan.
As revenge for the murder of the execution and the justice bringing to of Osama bin Laden. You ask any of those guys how they feel. One fingernail clipping lost in Iraq was too much, but somebody had to go. And I'll bring you back to the night of 9-1-1 when the entire country was sitting on the potty, not knowing what was coming next. Couldn't believe what they saw with their own eyes. Couldn't believe those people jumping off of buildings. I just watched a World War II, a bombing run. 1,000 American planes over Germany. How would you like to see 1,000 Chinese, Russian, Pakistani planes over New York? You couldn't handle it. You couldn't fathom it, to know that they were coming back tomorrow. And the reason that they're not over New York tonight is because of that GI who gave his life, who gave his heart and soul for the country that he loved, who's seen more in this country than you do, who loved this country more than you do. Don't ever ask me if it was worth it. Was it worth it to lose all the guys at Iwo Jima? 13,000? Killing 100,000 Japanese? Was it worth it? Was it worth it to pull a guy out of the hull of a ship at Pearl Harbor? When you get invited to a dance, sometimes you don't know there's a dance. When you get invited to a war, you may not get an invitation. You think about it. And let me tell you something. In the age of nuclear weapons, the casualties are going to be greater. And you're going to wish we had a 4 million man army one day. And you're going to wish we had the neutron bomb that Bush took off the defense table. You're going to wish we had the biggest weapon in the world. You think about that. And as for Mike Savage, he doesn't have a DD-214 either. So, his opinion is only worth about 80% of a real American's. So, blood and treasure do not belong in one statement. I saw an ad yesterday by Chase Bank saying they're investing in 100,000 veterans. Thank you, Chase. That's a smart investment. you will get loyalty with a can-do winning spirit as a daily dividend, in spite of Dick Durbin calling them murderers. Now, if you want to ask a question, was it worth it? Is it worth it to have Dick Durbin in the Senate calling the troops murderers? Why isn't Dick Durbin sweeping a street somewhere in Chicago? And Janet Napolitano calling them psychos as her homeland security speech was interrupted by 10,000 illegal invaders running across the lawn? The other buzzwords that need to be redefined is liberal, also progressive. Please use the correct word, communist. You can also use my favorite buzzword, demo-camo. I stopped using Democrat. I like demo-camo best. Another demo-camo buzzword is organized religion, inferring it is equal to organized crime. But communism is good until the quartermaster shows up to allocate a sleeping quarters for troops in your house, as comrade wife cooks, washes, and satisfies all the needs of the people's druggy platoon. For your penance, say five Pledge of Allegiances, pray for Tim Tebow, and free Jesus, the border guard. Merry Christmas, everybody. Rosh Hashanah in the highest. Deum de Deo, Lumen de Lumine. Here's a sidebar. Jimmy from Brooklyn called me. He mentioned that the demonstrators against Putin are also communists. When you see the demonstrators in Moscow, you can see their flags in the street. He also mentioned that there was a World Communist Movement meeting in Greece today. Is that the same Greece we bailed out with our Social Security money so they could retire at 50? At the meeting were four Soviet Communist parties: the Communist World Party, Communist Party Workers' Front, Communist Party Students' Union, and I forget the fourth one. He also believes Al-Qaeda was trained by Hezbollah in plane hijacking, WTC style, and they were also trained in blowing up buildings. Today, the Soviets are building in Iran Hezbollah nuclear facilities. And he also says, we have no one inside the Soviet Union, but they have people running our government. He mentions that the AFL-CIO is communist-controlled, and that the younger generation all over the world is socialist-oriented, like the Ao people. He believes Reagan really lost the Cold War, and talk show hosts will never admit that the Soviet bounce back is coming. For to do so would mark their alertness to the big threat as a complete miss. And the thought for today: have you noticed not one politician has mentioned the greatest financial drain on the economy? They won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. You know what the greatest financial drain on our economy is? The drug problem. The curse of the American people. When you have whole countries working night and day to fill the back orders of American junkies, who are responsible for 90% of the crime and the cost of crime, you have a fallen nation. When Wall Street executives can get cocaine delivered at work, how is their trading judgment? Is it better after the monkey gets fed? Pray for us, Tim Tebow. And if you want to see what the Democrats have in store for the American people, all you have to do is YouTube Robert Reich, R-E-I-C-H, like the Third Reich. Robert Reich, and no jobs for white conservatives. No jobs for white construction workers. Obama has declared war on the South. He chased a deepwater drilling rigs to Brazil, loaned Brazil our Social Security money to drill oil for China, and I've listed Robert Reich's YouTube "No Jobs for White Construction Workers" speech to the Congress. Okay, hang in there a second. And I'll give you some quips. At a time when many people tend to apologize for our country's prior actions, here's a refresher on how some of our former patriots handled negative comments about our country. JFK's Secretary of State, Dean Rusk, was in France in the early 60s, and Charles de Gaulle decided to pull out of NATO. He said he wanted all U.S. military out of France as soon as possible. Dean Rusk said, does that include those who were buried here? And de Gaulle did not respond. When in England, at a fairly large international conference, Colin Powell was asked by the Archbishop of Canterbury if our plans for Iraq were just an example of American empire building. And Powell replied, by the way, I don't like Powell. I think he stabbed Bush in the back, and he also caused us not to wipe out the Republican Guard, which should have been wiped out in the first Gulf War. And instead, we had to fight them in Fallujah twice. So when in England at a fairly large conference, he was asked if our plans for Iraq were an example of American empire building. And Powell replied, over the years, the United States has sent many of its fine young men and women into great peril to fight for freedom beyond our borders, and the only amount of land we have ever asked for in return is enough to bury those who did not return. Then there was a conference in France in which a number of international engineers were taking part, including French and American. And during a break, one of the French engineers came back into the room and said, have you heard the latest dumb stunt by the Americans? They're sending an aircraft carrier to Indonesia to help the tsunami victims. What do they intend to do, bomb them? And a Boeing engineer stood up and replied quietly, our carriers have three hospitals on board that can treat several hundred people. They are nuclear powered and can supply emergency power to shore facilities. They have three cafeterias on board that can feed 3,000 people three meals a day. They can produce several thousand gallons of fresh water from seawater each day, and they carry half a dozen helicopters for use in transporting victims and injured to and from the flight deck. We have 11 such ships. How many does France have? You couldn't hear a pin drop. An admiral of the U.S. Navy was attending a naval conference that included admirals from English, Canadian, Australian, and French navies. And that evening at a cocktail party, he found himself standing with several officers from those countries. Everyone was chatting away in English as they sipped their drinks. Suddenly, the French admiral complained that whereas Europeans learn many languages, Americans learn only English. He then asked, why is it we always have to speak English rather than speaking French? And without hesitation, the admiral replied, maybe it's because the Brits, Canadians, Aussies, and Americans arranged it so you don't have to speak German. My favorite one is coming up. Robert Whiting. This is a true story. An 83-year-old American flew into Paris. At French customs, he took a few minutes to locate his passport in his carry-on bag. And the customs officer said, you have been to France before, monsieur? And Mr. Whiting replied that he had been to France previously. Then you should know enough to have your passport ready. And the American said, the last time I was here, I didn't have to show it. Impossible, the customs officer said. Americans always have to show their passports on arrival in France. And the elderly American gave the customs officer a long, hard look and then quietly said, well, when I came ashore at Omaha Beach on D-Day in 1944 to help liberate this country, I couldn't find a single Frenchman to show my passport through. Oh, payback is a bush. Okay. So I told you about Blood and Treasure, and here's a short one, and then we'll go to a tune. Military law forbidding sodomy with same-sex farm animals has been overturned. Reversing the Democamo attempt to make same-sex marriages with farm animals the law of the land, the Uniform Code of Military Justice Law stands. You cannot make a sheep your first mate or gunner's mate. You cannot board an egg on a submarine. And finally, the confusion will end as bestiality is described in detail. However, anyone attending the Democamo convention can sleep with dogs. And never forget, my friends, that sodomy is against the 10th commandment. It's a sin. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass, nor his ox's ass. Gloria in excelsis Deo, and stay out of the manger unless you came to pray. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Bartender, champagne. Okay, we're back. Now, here's the next blog. Republicans are the enemy of the Tea Party. Name one politician from Massachusetts who did anything for the country but harm. Voting to burn the flag is harmful. Voting to kill absentee ballots 18 years before they vote is harmful. Okay, I will give you Sam Adams. If they're from Massachusetts, I'll pass. And if they're from New York, I'll walk. Tim Tebow for president. If not a Tim, I'll take a repenter. You cannot refute Newt. Republicans are their own worst enemy. I was watching Fox this morning and Liz Trotter was reading a list of Gingrich detractors, George Will, Charles Sauerkrauthammer, the National Review, and Maureen Dowd. Anybody Dowd is against, I am for, including Jesus. I also watched ABC's last night's debate, hosted by two Obama slaves, Diane Sawyer of Marine Killing NBC, and George Stephanopoulos from Hillary's womb. Let me tell you what I saw last night. I saw Newt take and keep the lead. I saw Romney play best answer for the most votes. I saw a valiant woman who won't get the woman's vote. I saw a great purist, Rick Santorum, who will protect everybody's LLP right up to the uterus wall where the soul awaits the body. He can't win because the country worships false idols. I saw Ron Paul, who would be my candidate for the Supreme Court to replace an Obama communist. I missed Herman Cain, and the only one that paid tribute to him was Michelle Bachmann. Rick Perry said something very true. If a man can't be faithful to his wife, he won't be faithful to his business partner. Harry Truman once said, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? And we got Clinton. So Gingrich gets an F in fidelity. To me, he is the proverbial any port in a Shiite storm. I will buy the excuse that he admittedly is a sinner who has seen the light and converted to the one true faith, conservatism. As long as he does not cast for the Tudors, I must remind the media that we have DNC politicians in our closet, like a senator who murdered the primary witness to his adultery, a president who shared a mistress with a mafia crime boss, a president who did not know the meaning of viz and was getting a harmonica lessons in the Oval Office. So let he is without sin cast the first the jelly donut. Let us look at what we have. A downward spiraling economy with Dow Jones daily swings of 200 points. Who can play that market on the whims of European governments and banks? A real estate value decrease of 40%, an IRA decrease of 40%, spiraling food, gas, and medical costs, a fat government overloaded with lawyers, millionaires, and lying lobbyists who create laws that only they are qualified to interpret. 2,000 pages of a health care plan that no one read, Department of Justice running 2,000 guns direct to narco revolutionaries to overthrow the Mexican government and destroy the Second Amendment, killing 50,000 Mexican families, and on this side of the border, which must be sealed, holding 11 million Mexicans hostage for votes, pretending to care. A president who took credit for 9 years of CIA work to get bin Laden while blaming Bush for his last 3 years of failure. A president who lost SEAL Team 6 to the Pakistanis and a top-secret drone to Iran, which was delivered without a scratch, like the serial numbers of British submarine nukes given to Putin by Obama Lenin. The great apologizer for a stronger USA, even more than John Corzine apologizing to the people he made poor. It must be nice to be one of 2,500 getting laid off and the guy can't account for his cookies in the cookie jar. The winner of a war against a two-gun Gaddafi, Obama was the lookout for Bashar al-Assad as he annihilated whole villages in Nancy Pelosi's headquarters, which is Damascus, where Iranian copper-lugged IEDs were sent to Iraq daily to kill 4,500 Americans and maim and blind them, at least 45,000. Syria, the Haiphong harbor of Iranian terrorism, was allowed to continue the policy of Saddam Hussein with the blessings of 40 visiting Democrats, Democamos. See the Air Force manifest for the liquor list. That is the same number of Democrat senators who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, SJR-7. If they can't protect the flag in the Senate, how are they going to protect the country in a war? They had help from 8 Republicans, one of whom was Mitch McConnell. Want to see the list? Page 46 and 47, Chapter 3, Spirit of America Party Book. I look forward to the day that Newt Gingrich mops the floor with Mr. Audacity and treats the debate like a grand jury indictment. Let's start with proof of citizenship beyond the shadow of a doubt and all his school records. I want to read one of his compositions. And then we can proceed to list all his accomplishments that turned victory into defeat, that graduated dumbness and failed creativity, that divided the country from a melting pot to a Tower of Babel, pitting men against women, blacks against whites, Muslims against Christians, Muslims against Jews, God against country, under the separation of church and communist state laws, enforced by the communist Ninth Circuit Court of Slick Eels, Puerto Ricans against Cubans, Jamaicans against Cubans, students against the country, replacing common sense with communism. The Big C is back, and be it cancer or communism, it is very deadly. In my book, I have listed the 45 goals of the Communist Party, entered into congressional records back in the 1960s, and they have reached every one. And the day will come when your 12-year-old daughter will get an abortion, and you will never know about it until she encounters weeping syndrome. Wait till they legalize medical meth and tax it. Today, Paul Revere has worn out his cry. The bridge at Concord is a handful of freedom fighters who flag-burning, baby-killing Dick Durbin called murderers. The first budget cut of the Democamo takedown of America will fall like an executioner's axe on the military, the vets, and their families. Then Obama bin Laden's prediction will come true. He will have a bigger army than the American army. He will have the army that breached the Pentagon computer system and possibly got the software to control drones and land them safely in Iran. Didn't the controller say he lost control? Like they say in Chinese, when they give American money to help a boycott at Iran, build nuclear Jew-killing weapons, momentai, no problem. The only one who had the guts to tell the truth about the tell it like it is was Newt Gingrich. So, personally, I hope his conversion to Catholicism paves the way for the redemption of the nation and the salvation of the world. I don't want to be a communist brainwashed lemming. I need the great spirit of America. anybody but Obama. Right, Mama? It's all about color. Red, white, and blue versus red. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Second Amendment of forever. Merry Christmas, everybody. That's Mary, M-A-R-Y. Christmas, everybody. Rosh Hashanah in the highest. Deum de Deo, Lumen de Lumine. Obama has declared war on the South. He chased deep water drilling rigs to Brazil, loaned Brazil our Social Security money to drill for oil for China. Don't let the Democamos tell you that you are no better than anybody else. Au contraire, mon frère, je suis américain. Oh yes, we are. We are the only ones who ever won a revolution with 25% of the population on our side. In boxball, they call that a Hindu. That's our show. If you want to learn about early American freedom from the 50s, get the Spirit of America Party, when America had two big Liberty Bells, and the next generation up was the greatest generation. And it's their legacy that we're writing today. Have a Merry Christmas if I don't do a show before Christmas. May God smile on all of us. And never forget that Thomas Jefferson made a quillo when he drew up the separation of church and state. It was supposed to be a separation of church and snake. And freedom of religion means you can pray in the hallways of a government school. Since when aren't you allowed to pray on government property? Who made that rule? What communist infiltrated the Spirit of America Party? If you want to have some fun, Google football prayers, football teams praying images, and wait to see all of the football teams that pray. As a matter of fact, I did a quick blog, and the Giants last week also had the last 5 minutes. They came back and won the game. So I put a picture of Eli Manning, and it says, Eli Manning converts for 2 points. And then under that I put Arizona Cardinals get new uniforms, and I showed 40 Cardinals in their red robes. Okay, take care.